Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on...
Can you come clean this off, please?
Another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, November the 1st of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you here, of course, on a Tuesday. Kaylee, did you hear me say that I needed my little area of the table cleaned?
Yes.
Sorry. But it's good to be with you. It just is, apologize for the, late start, but I had some stuff happen earlier, so we had our repair guy here. It's interesting. So I had a hot water heater go out on me last night. The funny thing is it didn't, at least it didn't go out like while I was like taking a shower or whatever, because it's like one day it works just fine, the next day it decides, bye-bye, I'm done. I don't know why a hot water heater from 2006, which is 16 years ago, would decide to go now. Because I would think those things would last for at least 20 years. Sometimes they don't. I guess so. We're good now, though. And the hot water heater is back online, as they say. And it's good to be with you. And so, I hope all of you had a good harvest day yesterday. So I was thinking about this, and now it's November 1st, but it's very warm outside, like 66 degrees today, going to be in the upper 60s all the next 3 to 4 days. One of the nights, Friday night, it's only going to go into the upper 50s. Hopefully that doesn't mean it's going to rain because we have a football game. And I bet you know why, Kaylee. I am very particular as to whether or not it rains on the Friday football games. I bet you know why I'm extra particular about it. Because then it means no band if it does. Because I love the Friday night lights, and I will get into that with the sports. I was only saying that briefly because of what I was saying a minute ago about, you know, the November weather. Usually right now, it should only be 52 or so on the warm days. And then the nosedive should be happening. And guess what started on a local radio station at like 12 o'clock midnight. And I turned to it at 11:30 or so last night to see whether or not it would switch at midnight. I did the same thing last year on purpose. Do you know what it was? It was Christmas music. But, and let me mention something. With it being November 1st, and even a little bit before that, before then, you might have had the debate of, is it too early to listen to Christmas music? About that, I would say, no, it's not. But I would say at first, like the first week or so, we can have only listen to it a little bit. Then a little more, then a little more. That way when the real time comes, you're excited about it, you're in the mood about it. And so and I'm sure once we get the colder air coming, it'll be, you know. But you know something interesting? These same stations who might have switched it on either today or yesterday, or maybe in one case here or there before, if you started on November 1st, chances are, meaning if you're a Christmas station, you started on November 1st, chances are you could either end on December 26th or December 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, something like that. But chances are you wouldn't go all the way to New Year's Eve. But help me, audience. What day... No, what month is Christmas in? What month is Christmas in? Is it March? Is it April? Is it in February? Oh, it's December. See? It's December. But you see, there's 30 days, November. 31 days, December, some of the stations will switch it off. And like the end of the night on Christmas night, like at 12:01, December 26th, we'll turn it off when there's still 6 days of December left. So my point being made, if you are going to play it all through November, every day of November, you should also play it every day of December, period. And that was just something that I had thought about, like, in the last couple weeks. And then when I thought about that, I realized, man, I'm on to something. And so, you know, just remember. But, yes, I am still for the November Christmas music. I'm not the Grinch. At all. I was just making a point. In fact, I'm like the Grinch movie is cool. I really enjoy it. I make sure I watch it every Christmas season. Hi, ever. Have you ever heard, Kaylee, where someone says hi, ever, instead of however? Have you ever heard that before or no? But however, that means however, some of you might be listening from other countries and might be wondering, you know, what do you mean however? That's however. But, so, I sound a little more professional. However, the big thing, you know, is about the whole, well, yeah, the Grinch thing. The Grinch movie is cool, but the Grinch, he didn't like Christmas at all. And I bet you he hated being anywhere near a mall around Christmas. I bet you he didn't like it at all. And, oh, wait, that's right. You never went because you lived in a cave. You lived in a cave. And, you know, the heart size is too small. But, yeah, his heart's two sizes too small. At the end, he does finally get the spirit of Christmas. Finally. But it takes him a whole movie. In real life, it probably takes him years and years and years to get the grinchiness out of him. How old is he at the end of the movie? Like 60? So he was cold for 60 years. Yeah. Didn't he hate Christmas when he was little, too?
He used to love it, and then it got ruined for
him. I think he first says he hates Christmas when he was like 8. Was he like 8, would you say?
Eight, yeah.
Wow, so for 52 years of his life, he hates Christmas, despises it. But then suddenly at 60... he decides he loves it again. Whatever got in his heart, I don't know. But hopefully mommies, daddies, cousins never start doing that. Because it could start by whining about it being too early for Christmas music. Maybe that's a sign. And somebody in my house told me this morning when I told them that they turn on the Christmas music at midnight. Like, They're like, I don't like it. They're like, I'm like, why? And they're like, it's overplayed. And I'm like, well, you know, like how some other stations might overplay their music. But like with Christmas music, it's like there's only so many songs. In a way, there's only so many songs. And I mean, I enjoy it, and certain radio stations do try to play a good variety of Christmas music, as opposed to just playing only the same songs. And so, you can tell I'm looking forward to that. But, of course, we have Thanksgiving first. But if you think it's cool to have Christmas music before Thanksgiving, have at it. I'm all for it. And Big Mall that I like down by where my parents live, they had their Christmas stuff up on October the 28th down by their movie theater. They set up Santa near the movie theater. You know what mall I'm talking about, Kaylee, I take it, don't you?
Yeah, down
Great Lakes.
Uh-huh.
How do you know it was that mall?
Because you told me how much you liked it.
You told me you liked it too, though.
I do like it.
What about 12 Oaks, or did you not care for 12 Oaks as much? Even though from Fenton, you're probably about equal between the two. You just always said Great Lakes was better? I think it is. I mean, 12 Oaks is nice, but I haven't been there in a while.
Do you like 12 Oaks?
I do, but...
I'll check it out sometime.
What?
I'll check it out sometime.
Yeah, yeah. But, I was up. But anyhow, so this couple days I'm going to go to a Red Wings game and see what that's all about. They're going to be honoring at the game I'm going to go to the Red Wings team from 1997 with the one that contained the Russian Five. And so I wasn't following the Red Wings back in 97 because when they won the 97 one, because let's face it, at that time I was a 7-year-old kid. What was I worried about? Things that 7-year-olds worry about, school and stuff. Thinking about the things that 7-year-olds think about. Not about a hockey puck. And so just thought you should know about that. But
you still have it?
Have what? No, I don't have the hockey puck. I'm just talking about what I was referring to was, like, when I was 7, I wasn't concerned about hockey. I didn't know what hockey was yet. I wouldn't know what it was for about another year and a half. But the Red Wings won one in 97 and 98. And then they won one in 02 and in 08. The Red Wings are looking decent right now, and hopefully they can continue to win. And I will be there in a couple of days. My brother is a huge hockey fan, and his big sport used to be football, but now it's hockey. I think hockey is pretty cool, can be fun, but I would say when it comes to sport, I'm football first and foremost, and then, you know, Tigers, you know, with baseball, basketball, hockey. Football for me, sports-wise, is my first and foremost. And I am going to make a couple of super, super, super quick announcements because I have a lot of things that I want to get into tonight because we didn't have a show last night. That include, you know, stuff about, you know, our sports update and how things went with that. And of course, most importantly, to get into the word of the Lord. So I want to remind you real quick about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been to me as he's brought me through all kinds of trials and stuff. And I've been saying this lately on my show. And I'm going to say it again. If you live on this earth, I have a word for you. You are going to go through some stuff. If you live on the earth, you're going to go through some stuff. But you got God on your side. You won't have to go through it alone, because you can be surrounded by God. It might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by him. And no matter what those circumstances might be, you know, you can just trust in him. And we can all have times. More of us than not probably do, at least at that one moment probably, when we might think, oh my gosh, this thing that I'm dealing with, it's so heavy, it's so, what do I do? When God's on your side, he can help you. And but it's, you know, you can just have him on your side. Go online to the website Rivers, R-I, V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing into your life. All right. The next thing that I would like to mention to you real quick is the PayPal. And I want to encourage you, please, go online, paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. There's a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, kindly, just make a note of that. And also, I pray over your seed. So please make a note of that, too. I want to sing a couple of songs for you tonight before we open up our Bible and to see what the Lord has for us tonight. So, I'm going to sing a couple of songs. Hear the sound and later, hear the light and fire and the flame. You hold me in your hand, almost high, almost high. You're the line, the word of the said, you will never forget. All your promises will stand, almost high, almost high. I will sing of your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. You are good, so good, all the time, all my life. You are good, so good, never change. You're still the same. You are good, so good. I still sing because you are so good. Hear the fire and the flame, and away. Oh, you're never let me go. Almost high, almost high. The word that was said, you will never forget. All your promises will stand. Almost high, almost high. I will sing of your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. You are good, so good, all the time, all my life. You are good, so good, you never change. You stay the same. You are good, so good. And I'm still singing because you are so good. I'm holding on to your promises. I'm holding on to your faithfulness. I'm holding on to your promises, your promises. I'm holding on to your faithfulness. You are good, so good, all the time, all my life. You are good, so good. Your love remains, you're still the same. You are good, so good. I'm still singing because I know you are good, so good. All my life, all the time, you are good, so good. Love remains, you're still the same. You are good, so good. And I'm still singing because you are so good. Lord, you are so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. What that's talking about there means that the grace relieved the fear. And grace is in, and grace appears as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love. Amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His life, my hope, secure. But God is and portion is when we first begun. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has been set free. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forever dares to shine, but God is through and portion shall be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has been ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Oh Lord, You're beautiful. Your grace is all I see. Oh, when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds through me. Oh, Lord, You're beautiful. Your grace is all I see, and when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. You are so marvelous. You're an awesome God. You're a great God. That's why we serve You. That's why I come on the show, so I can tell all these listeners tonight who have tuned in from across the world how great You are, so that they can learn about You, so we can learn of Your word, so we can put Your word into practice, Lord God. Thank You, Master, that for this time in the word tonight. That even though it's not a super, super, super long time, it's going to be a good time. And thank You that these ears, these listeners, the ears of these listeners, that these people will, that their ears won't just hear the word, but their minds will receive the word, and that they'll be able to put this word into practice in Jesus' name. Thank You that You've anointed me to teach these people, and You've anointed these people to hear, receive the message. And I give You all the praise and the honor and the glory for that in Jesus' name. And now I pray that You would meet the needs of everyone listening on this program. You would heal their bodies, strengthen their bodies, strengthen their minds, bring healing to their relationships. If their heart's broken, You would fix it. Whatever these people might be dealing with, oppression, depression, you know, thoughts that might be going in their minds right now, sickness, disease, despair, all that stuff, all that crud, all that junk would go off, get off of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Want to study the Bible for a little bit, listeners? Amen, I do. Go with me to Matthew chapter 8. Woo! Amen, Matthew 8. Thank God for the Word of God. Hallelujah. I want to teach to you tonight about the rocks in the sand. What do you mean, Miracle Man? I'm going to talk about the difference between the man who puts his house on the rock, builds his house on the rock, and the man who builds his house on the sand. So, let's go to Matthew 8. And we can take a look tonight together. Actually, why did I say, hey, I'm at 7, but verse 24, it's almost 2:8. I didn't mean to misspeak, I just did. So, excuse me, chapter 7, verse 24. So, go back about a page, or depending on your Bible, maybe just a few lines, and you'll be able to study with me tonight. Wise and foolish builders. And we'll look at this tonight. So, verse 24. Now, if you have your vision, like I'm believing for my vision, you would be able to see that these are red letters. When it's red letters, you know who it is that's speaking, listeners, when the letters are red? Jesus. Dr. Barclay has a book called The Missing Red Letters. And but verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, hears the word. That means somehow you heard the word. Maybe you heard it in church. Maybe you heard it on a YouTube video, Facebook video. MP3, Bible app on the phone, maybe. Access the Word of God somehow. So receive the Word of God. But for this case, I'm just talking about audio, like you heard it somehow. He who hears these words of mine, so that means they heard the word, puts them into practice. That means they're doing the word. The person who, man who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain came down. The streams rose. The wind blew. It didn't beat upon that house. But it did not fall. Because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears my words and does not put them into practice, he is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain came down. The streams rose, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on that house, and it fell. Oh! And great was its fall. And by great, it doesn't mean beautiful. I mean, it was a big crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who has authority and not as the teachers of the law. And with it being Miracle Tuesday, let's read about a miracle. That's why I said chapter 8. So because I called chapter 8 originally, I figured, you know, why not read the first little passage about the man of leprosy? When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him, and he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone. Go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded you as a testimony to them." Let's talk about this faith of the centurion. And then we'll talk or expound on this rock man, sand man stuff. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I don't deserve to have you come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And I say to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, "I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." I said that I was going to just read right through this and then go back and expound on what we talked about, what we read, the sand, Rockman, Sandman stuff. But I have to say this. What a compliment that Jesus would give this man. "I have not found such great faith in all Israel." Wow. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, "So, it will be done, just as you believed it would." And the servant was healed at that very hour. Something else about that I want to address. So, the man says, you know, first Jesus says, you know, I will go over there. I'll pray the prayer. I'll heal him. But the man, with great humility, he says, he tells Jesus, "Now, Lord, honestly, I don't deserve to have you under my roof." But he said, "Speak the word. Just speak the word only. Speak the word. That's all you have to do. Speak the word, and my servant will be healed." You know what? The same power where the woman we read about last week, where that woman touched Jesus, touched the hem of his garment, and was healed from all that bleeding that she had been dealing with for her life, and was healed of it. The power of God transfer. It was transferred from where Jesus was. And that man, that centurion who's there talking to Jesus, asking Jesus for the help, it transferred into that man at home to his body. And he was healed. He was no longer paralyzed. He was no longer paralyzed. He was healed in his body. Right there. On that bed. At that hour. Didn't say it took 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, 50 years. Actually, the guy in John had been an invalid for 38 years. But you get the picture. He was healed at that hour. And Jesus says, "I haven't seen faith like this in Israel before." And he starts thinking, "Wow, look at this. You believe." He didn't have John, Mark, Luke. Matthew was being written. It wasn't even being written yet. To have the account that we as Christians have access to. I promised that I would focus more on the Rock and Sandman tonight. So that's what I'm going to do. So there's the Rock Man. Here's the word of God. Puts it into practice in his life. Well, for one, he probably doesn't believe these flaky doctrines. Doctrines that say, like, there's multiple ways to heaven. There's more than one way to heaven. By the way, some of y'all's best friend, Oprah, she just said that there's more than one way to heaven. Do you believe her, Kaylee? I don't believe her. She says there's more than one way to heaven. There's only one way. That's what I was saying. Some of you, your friend, some of you people love Oprah. and thinks she's almost like a god or something. Well, to that I say, guess what? There's only one way to heaven. And guess what, listeners? It's not on roller skates. It's not roller skates. It's not all these other things. It's through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ is the one way to heaven. And so the rock, the man who built his house on the rock, hears the word and believes it. He not only hears it and believes it, he does it. He does it. He follows it. Do this. He does what it says to do. Don't do that. He doesn't do what it says not to do. And he, you know, follows the word of God. Believes the true doctrines. The wind blows, storms arise, beat against that house. The house is like his life. Along with the true foundation, the word of God, the house of God. He built his house on the rock. What does this mean when they say, like, the wind blew, the rain came, storms drove? Oh, it means he went through some stuff. And, you know, people probably asked him stuff and different things. Maybe he even had to go through some persecution, you know, some things because of his faith. But he didn't fall. He did not fall. He stuck with it. He did not fall. He believed the word of God. He stuck with the word of God. He spoke the word of God. He believed the word of God. But how about this other guy? This other guy. He hears the word of God. The same word of God, the same word of God that the other guy heard. He chose not to do it. He probably went, oh, that thing, that seems so strict. Why would I do that? Can't get away with anything. And he's like, he probably thinks, oh, spirit of control. Oh. And all these different things. And he's like thinking, you know, he's probably all worried. No, not worried, but he's like, you know. But then he heard the word of God. He decided not to do it. And he basically, like, decided to be his own God. You could say almost he basically decided to be his own God. And then possibly believed some flaky doctrines. His foundation was not built on the rock, not based on the foundation of God. It was built on sand. You build your house on sand, it's not good. Like if you build it on concrete. Rain comes, storms, streams rise, wind blows across against that house, boom, gone. Shattered. That wind would have just went through there, shattered. Done. See ya. And great was its fall. I bet you he decided that there was more than one way to heaven. He thought he could just do it his way. And why should I have Jesus be the Lord of my life? But he heard the word, but he chose otherwise. And he probably, maybe at one time he was a believer, but then he backslid. He decided to listen to other things, get with other people, get around other influences, didn't guard what he was looking at, and he paid for it because he felt great was his fall. That house that I think of, it's like your life. So the question then is, what's your belief? What's your doctrine? Now around here, we believe there's one way to heaven. It's through Jesus. There's not all these other ways. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. By shun, I mean avoid. But other people don't believe that. So the question is, what do we believe? And do we do the word, or do we only hear the word? So when you go to church and you hear the word of God preached, do you do what it says? Or might you just be one of those people that say, amen, pastor, and then go home and just decide, no, that's not for me. So just look at yourself and ask yourself that. Okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you that we will do your word, and not just hear your word, that we would do it, get it in our hearts, and that we would tell other people about it and how they can have Jesus in their life. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, we have a lot to talk about. Red Wings are currently fourth place in their division out of eight teams. Even though their records are the same as some of the other ones in front of them, they didn't have quite as many points. Why? I don't know. But Thursday, I'll be there to watch them play. And I'm excited about that. Football. Let's talk about high school football first. Midland. Played Swartz Creek on Friday night at Midland Community Stadium. For a minute, it seemed like it was going to be an interesting game, like a very close game. First, Midland drives down the field. Swartz Creek goes down the field, does not score. Midland gets the ball. Only a few plays, they get a touchdown. Swartz Creek gets the ball. Two plays later, they score a touchdown. But then Midland goes on to win the game over the Dragons. They slay the Dragons 42-15. Waterford Mott No, not the same Mott as Mott's applesauce, but Waterford Mott, the Corsairs from Waterford down in the Detroit area, they beat Saginaw Heritage 77-63. Second most points scored in Michigan playoff history by with 140 points. 140 points. A second record. What I mean by that is, I mean the second highest ever. So if you ask me, that was pretty incredible. Midland takes on Heritage on Friday at Midland Community Stadium. Heritage is big up front. Could it be a factor? It's possible. We'll have to wait and see. Let's talk about college football. In college football, you had Michigan taking down Michigan State 29-7. Sadly, the big story coming out that night was a big scuffle that broke out in the tunnel between Michigan State and Michigan after the game. Four Michigan State players are now suspended as a result of certain actions that they did, going after a couple Michigan players. One of the Michigan players is going to suing, and he has a broken nose. So it's a wild thing that's going on with that. It's hard to know what will become of that. And then there is that. Georgia did beat Florida Saturday, as I thought they would. And then on Sunday, NFL, the Dolphins beat the Lions 30-27. They have now gotten rid of their defensive backs coach, partly as a result of that. And so they will try again on Sunday to see if they can get a win. And we will just have to wait and see if they can get a win. I hope they can get a win. And we'll just hope for a win. Now, so that was a nice thing, a nice game. I mean, hopefully they can win. And so until next time, I mean, I hope to be doing a show tomorrow night, but we'll wait and see. Might be at dinner with my brother, but if not, if I'm not with them, I plan to be doing a show tomorrow night, and I plan to give some predictions about the upcoming games. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.